AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. The Supreme Court has ruled that immigration limits along the Texas-Mexican border, known as Title 42, will remain in place indefinitely. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper has the latest.
Officials at the southern border will keep being able to rapidly expel migrants as the Supreme Court has decided to keep the pandemic-era limits on those seeking asylum in place for the time being. Title 42, as it's called, has been used 2.5 million times to prevent migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. Republican-led states argued that lifting it would lead to a huge increase in migrants and asked the high court to intervene.
Across the U.S., it's been a tough day for those flying Southwest Airlines. The airline canceling thousands of flights. It blames the massive Christmas weekend storm. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya is talking to those affected at Midway Airport in Chicago.
Some travelers whose flights were canceled yesterday say that Southwest Airlines has told them that the earliest they'll be able to reach their destinations via Southwest is Saturday. Mandy Angelo was trying to fly yesterday to Miami for her brother's wedding today. She'll be missing it and was sitting in the airport early this morning.
The wedding is at 4 o'clock. It is incredibly frustrating.
Flight cancellations are not the only problem facing travelers. So is getting their luggage. Traveler Chris Ander calls the whole situation absurd. Bernie Tafoya for CBS News, Midway Airport, Chicago.
With people traveling and going to family celebrations, public health experts say expect a spike in COVID, RSV, and the flu. Here's CBS's Christian Benavides.
Just as cases of respiratory illness were starting to drop, health experts are issuing a warning.
I anticipate that we are going to have a post-holiday surge.
Dr. William Schaffner from Vanderbilt University is most concerned about the flu.
There will be many opportunities for this virus to be transmitted.
COVID-19 remains a concern, with around 300 Americans dying every day. And experts predict RSV, strep, and the common cold will infect an increased number of people in the new year.
The House committee that received former President Trump's tax return says it will release a redacted version publicly on Friday. Fans gathered today in Pittsburgh for a moving tribute to Franco Harris. The great Pittsburgh Steelers star, who caught the immaculate reception, died last week. This woman was there.
Franco was just a wonderful ambassador for Penn State Nation and the Steeler Nation, and can't say enough good things about him. Had to be here today.
On Wall Street, a mixed day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 37 points. A different story on the NASDAQ. It was down 144. S&P lost 15. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
America's kids are at risk. Parents can't control their education. And states are taking over health decisions, even letting children decide their gender. Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax all this holiday week, and he's warning about the dangers to our kids with the woke agenda. Tune in tonight for Rob Schmidt and his series, Kids at Risk. You'll be shocked. This holiday week, check out Newsmax and Rob Schmidt. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their regular monthly meeting at 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, December 28th, in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the following meetings have been canceled for Wednesday. The Solid Waste Management Board will not be meeting at 4 p.m., and the Land and Water Conservations Committee will not have their 7 p.m. meeting. Wisconsin wildlife officials say it's still too early for ice fishing. Madison's Lake Mendota is frozen over, but the Department of Natural Resources is urging ice fishers to be patient. The DNR says you should wait till there's about 4 inches of ice. Temperatures are forecast to get warmer throughout the week. In sports, the Luke Fickell era begins as the Badgers take on Oklahoma State in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl tonight. Also tonight, Marquette hosts Seton Hall. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 19. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, highs around 36. Overcast tomorrow night, chance of snow, lows level off around 32. Temperatures above average Thursday.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. It's always happier up in here with your phone calls, 844-967-2789. But before we go to them, Dom, I got to ask you a question.
What's that, Crew?
Did you ever fluff up your resume just a little bit, try to get a job that maybe maybe you weren't entirely competent or qualified to hold?
No, dude. I mean, when you do a resume, I mean, that stuff should be verifiable, right? I mean, that's kind of the point. You don't just put something down and then just assume that there's not going to be any investigation or verification of employment. Hell, if nothing else, just, you know, days worked or what was the time frame? Can you actually just confirm employment? You know, something simple like that.
Yeah, but there's occasionally a politician that'll, you know, claim they graduated from a certain college when maybe they were a couple of credits short. Or they're an alumni of Marquette when maybe they quit. You know what I mean? There's sort of lies. I'm telling you mostly the truth.
Would you hire people like that? I mean, if you found that out, right? Maybe you make an offer and then you find out after the fact that they're lying about their, I don't know, education. Well, probably one of the reasons you hired a person is because of what they presented as their education, as their background, as their experience, right? And if those things turn out to not be true, then the person you're hiring is not the person you're hiring.
Well, Dominic, I've always been full disclosure. I graduated the esteemed University of Wisconsin-La Crosse.
As did I.
With a mass comm degree, with a 118 credits. Despite the requirement for graduation being 118.5 credits, I blew off gym class, man. So I really shouldn't have that diploma on the wall, but I'm claiming I'm a graduate. I'm not going back for gym class. 844-967-2789. If you're listening today, I'd be curious. You ever lied on your resume? Did you ever fluff her up a bit? What are rules? Kelsey from Madison. Welcome, Kelsey. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kelsey.
Well, thank you, Crudy. It's your daughter calling in to give all your dirty laundry.
All right. You have the floor, Kelsey.
Well, Kelsey, you know I'm nearly unemployable. That's why I've been self-employed for so very long.
That's why he's his own boss. He got kicked out of the Chinese restaurant one too many times.
I did get fired from that joint. You know why, Kelsey? Did I ever tell you why? I set my alarm to get up for...
I can make a guess, but I don't think it's air appropriate.
I got hammer drunk the night before, set my alarm to get up for a Bill Clinton rally in La Crosse, and my alarm went off at like 8, 8.30, 9 o'clock, whenever I would have had to get up early to go see Bill Clinton before work. So I turned off my alarm, and I was supposed to be at work by 11. I showed up around noon, and I was fired.
That's funny. I know what story you're leading to, and I can proudly say for the first time, well, you know, I've always thought I was more qualified than a Republican, but now I can actually say that I have a higher education than a Republican out there, so I feel pretty good about that.
You are qualified to be...
Apparently my beauty school gave me more education than some may say.
And this appearance on talk radio, Kelsey, qualifies you to be damn near anything in life. Go forth and be successful, young lady.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just killing time with the old man on the radio, Kels, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I got stuck doing a drop-off here, and your voice was on the radio, and I was like, what the hell? I know this guy. I'll call and harass him.
Now, are you driving grandma's car, or are you driving one of the family mobiles?
I'm driving the family car. I did the Culver's run and the movie theater drop-off, and here I am sitting in the car talking shit.
Oh, and you just got dumped, Kelsey. Sorry, hon. This ain't serious. You see where I get it from, though, Dom? Or maybe it's rubbing off on the kids.
I see where she gets it from.
Yeah. So nice when the family can... conspire together to see if I can lose my FCC license on a otherwise quiet Tuesday afternoon here. So anyways, I hope she makes it through the Culver's drive-through. Coarse young lady, that one.
844-967-2789. You can join us as well. Be FCC compliant. We like that around here.
Dom, let's talk about George Santos. Republican rep-elect George Santos. He's a guy that's, let's just say, fluffed her up a bit. George Santos faces growing condemnation as House GOP leadership remains silent. You see the contrast, Dom? Like, you know, the Democrats are calling for his resignation because he pretty much made up his whole freaking resume. But Republican leadership's like, Kevin McCarthy at this point needs that guy's vote. Right. That guy could be voting from a jail cell, and Kevin McCarthy's going to welcome him to the Congress. A little of the reporting. I'm going to start with CNN. GOP rep-elect George Santos is facing growing condemnation from House Democrats, some of whom have called him to step aside. And even from some corners of the GOP, with at least one of his fellow incoming Republicans calling for him to face an ethics investigation. Yeah, at the minimum, right? House GOP leadership, however, remains silent over revelations that the New York Republican lied about parts of his biography.
Like all parts?
Substantial parts, I would say, Dom, but I read on. Santos has admitted to fabricating sections of his resume, including his past work experience and education.
Minor sections. Not like where you lived and, you know...
And has apologized, but says he intends to serve in Congress. Of course he does. He needs the dues, right, Dom? Democratic Rep. Joaquin Castro of Texas and Ted Lieu of California were among those calling on Santos after the congressman-elect gave interviews acknowledging embellishing his resume to resign, and if he refuses, for the House to expel him. Expel him, I say. Castro called for Santos to be investigated by authorities and argued if the New York Republican is allowed to serve in Congress after lying about his resume, here's a quote, Tom, there will be more who seek office up and down the ballot who will believe that they can completely fabricate credentials, personal features, and accomplishments to win office. I thought that's how you won office as a Republican, Tom.
I won the Nobel Prize.
More here, Tom? Should we... pile on.
I want to get to, there's a previous article also regarding this from CNN, some of the details. He admitted, this is George Santos, admitted in two separate interviews Monday to lying about parts of his resume, but claimed he hasn't committed any crimes and intends to serve in Congress. He faced scrutiny over discrepancies in his employment and education history, as well as other public claims he made about his biography. In an interview with WABC Radio and the New York Post, the first time Santos has spoken publicly about the controversy, he acknowledged that he fabricated some facts. I am not a criminal.
Is that the truth, or that's the non-fabricated part? Like,
I am not a criminal. Not here, not abroad, not in any jurisdiction in the world have I ever committed any crimes, he said in an interview with WABC host. To get down to the nit and gritty, I am not a fraud. I am not a criminal who defrauded the entire country and made up this fictional character and ran for Congress. I've been around a long time. I mean, a lot of people know me. They know who I am. They've done business dealings with me.
He's kind of a big deal, Dom.
Yeah, my office smells of rich mahogany and many leather-bound books. He goes on. He goes on. I'm not going to make any excuses for this, but a lot of people overstate their resumes or twist a little bit. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of that. He also admitted he never worked directly for the financial firms Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, as he previously suggested, but claimed he did do work for them through his company, telling the New York Times it was a poor choice of words to say he worked for them. He also told the Post he didn't graduate from any college or university, despite claiming he had degrees from Brock College in New York and New York University. Another quote, I didn't graduate from any institution of higher learning. I'm embarrassed and sorry for having embellished my resume. He told the Post, adding that he owns up to that and we do stupid things in life. He told WABC, I want to make sure that if I disappointed anyone by resume embellishment, I am sorry. The New York Times first revealed last week Santos' biography appeared to be partially fiction. CNN confirmed details of that report, including about his college education and employment history, or lack of college education and fabricated employment history. CNN's K-File also reported last week that claims by Santos that his grandparents survived the Holocaust as Ukrainian Jewish refugees from Belgium who changed their surname are contradicted by sources, including family trees compiled by genealogy websites, records on Jewish refugees, and interviews with multiple genealogists. A lawyer for Santos declined comment for CNN. I never claimed to be Jewish, Santos told the Post. I'm Catholic. Because I learned my maternal family had a Jewish background, I said I was Jew-ish.
But not Jewish, Jason.
I'm Jew-ish. It's like semi-fascistic. Santos said he was very proud of his Jewish heritage as recently as late November 22 in an appearance with the Jewish News Syndicate. So, guys, totally BSing his background. Didn't work for Citi, didn't work for Goldman, never went to college. I mean, this is fraud, and how is this coming out now?
Just so here, he was a heavy investor in his own congressional campaign, although he may have committed some wire fraud and defrauding others about his credentials. This reporting from the Washington Post. Santos told City and State New York that after different jobs, he opened his own firm and it just worked because I had relationships and I started making a lot of money and I fundamentally started building wealth. I decided I'd invest in my race for Congress. There's nothing wrong with that. Santos also suggested that soon-to-be colleagues in Congress could not withstand any such scrutiny, saying if members of the media dig deep on other lawmakers' deepest secrets, then we wouldn't have a single congressman in the House, and I bet we wouldn't have a single senator in the Senate.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Go to the phones shortly at 844-967-2789. George Santos. Don't call him George Soros. He's not Jewish. He's Jew-ish. The New York Times has just a little breakdown here. I'd like to go over the headlines here. What we know and don't know about the representative-elect George Santos. Couple of things. Number one, Santos did not work where he said he did. Problematic. We talked about that. Santos did not graduate from the schools he said he had. Also not good. Santos said he's not Jewish so much as Jew-ish. Okay, pretty terrible. Santos' amends story on the Pulse nightclub shooting. After he won the election, Santos, who says he is gay, again, you got to question everything now, claimed to have lost four employees at the 2016 shooting at Pulse, a gay club in Orlando, a claim for which the Times could find no evidence. During an interview on WABC Radio, Santos said that those four employees, quote unquote, did not actually work for his Florida company. Rather, those four employees were in the process of being hired. We did lose four people that were going to be coming to work for the company that I was starting up in Orlando. Really? And what is your industry, sir? Santos denied committing any crimes. We talked about that. Here's another one. Santos does not own 13 properties. What? During his most recent congressional campaign, Santos cast himself and his family as the owners of 13 properties. He also suggested that he was a beleaguered landlord whose tenants were unjustly withholding rent. Pretty specific, right? His tenants aren't paying. On Monday, he said he and his family owns property. He said his family owns property, but he does not. Quote, George Santos does not own any properties, he told the Post. You know, very Trumpy referring to himself in the third person. And finally, and perhaps the most important part of this, the sources of Mr. Santos's $700,000 campaign loan remain unclear. Though Mr. Santos' adulthood has been marked by a trail of unpaid debts to landlord and creditors in 2021 and 2022, he lent $700,000 to his congressional campaign, according to federal campaign finance documents. Pardon. It remains unclear where that money came from. Santos continues to claim it originated with his work at the Volder organization, which he described as a consulting firm to city and state. Santos has disclosed little about the operation of his company, and the Times could find no property or public-facing assets linked to the firm.
You know, I think of a couple of classic movies. Stripes. Are you gay? No, but I'm willing to learn.
Willing to try.
Something like that. I paraphrase. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. And the other one that comes to mind, Spaceballs. He doesn't look Jewish. Another quick headline, then the phone said 844-967-2789. Republican Jewish Coalition says George Santos not welcome at events after revelations. He's been blackballed, Dom. No more reindeer games? Menorah games? The Republican Jewish Coalition on Tuesday said Rep. Elect George Santos deceived the organization and misrepresented his Jewish heritage, adding the incoming lawmaker is no longer welcome at its events. CEO Matt Brooks said he was disappointed in Santos. Aren't we all a little disappointed in Santos? After the congressman-elect admitted to embellishing key facts about his life in two separate interviews on Monday. A quote here from Brooks. He deceived us and misrepresented his heritage in public comments. And to us personally, he previously claimed to be Jewish. He has begun his tenure in Congress on a very wrong note. He will not be welcome at any future RJC reindeer events. I would suspect, actually, the Jewish Coalition, they don't believe in the reindeers either. No Jesus, no Santa, no reindeers, I would guess. And they don't believe much in George Santos either. Matt from Minneapolis, we believe in you, man. Listening on AM 950, I suspect. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on Hello? With you, man? Yeah, we're just
yeah, man. What's going on with you?
On a Tuesday.
I want to congratulate you guys for not doing a best of show like every other person on this radio station I'm listening to up here.
This is real stuff, man. We're live. We're doing it live. We got nowhere else to go, man.
Well, let's talk about Ish. ISH. Anytime you hit on a woman in a bar and she doesn't dig you, it's Ish. You know ish? What I mean? Yeah. Like, they go Ish.
Sort of ish. As a recoil, I think he's implying, Dom.
Like, meh.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's an up north thing, you know.
Ish. But the women anyway, or no, I thought they would probably respond to you, man.
Yeah, or no.
Well, I do have one thing that happened to me as far as my resume goes. When I was in seventh grade, I had the longest hair in my junior high school. And my gym teacher, who looked like Sergeant Carter, could not stand me. And so he expelled me for gym for the rest of the junior high school for 2 years. So I get into high school, right? And my counselor pulls me aside and says, "You've only had 1 year of gym class." And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Well, you got to have one more year of gym in order to graduate." So she put me in an all-girl yoga class.
It sounds like it was a happy ending, man.
It was the best gym class I ever had in my life.
Buddy, I blew off Coach Terry's tennis class. I dropped it. But in my own defense, in my own college graduation, half a credit short defense, I did audit basketball with Charlie Gross because Bobby Poole was in the class, and I would go play basketball with the basketball coach while he taught a class, but I didn't have the good sense to do it for credit.
So you audit, you sat in and did it, but didn't get credit for it.
I played basketball.
Sounds very George Santos, Crudy, I gotta tell you. I'm not sure you're actually even on radio right now.
So I can say anything like Kelsey does? Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. You're listening right now. We're doing it live. This is not pre-recorded, I assure you. Come on back to Happier Happy Hour. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
The Shop. Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hartle Monuments is honored to salute the men and women who continue to protect our precious freedoms. Hartle Monuments prides themselves in their veteran and civic memorials. Should you have a concept in mind or just need some guidance in finding the right memorial, Hartle Monuments will gently assist from concept to creation to installation. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Last spring, you chose hardworking seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Police have arrested a suspect they believe robbed a Senex gas station in Taylor County at gunpoint. 36-year-old Tommy Lee Wilkes is in custody after he pulled out a gun at a Senex station in Gilman, Wisconsin, and demanded the clerk give him money. Wilkes was not at the gas station when police arrived, but they were able to follow his footsteps to where it looked like he got into a car and drove off. Police don't know yet how much money was taken. One person and a dog died in a car crash in Lincoln County this morning. Just before 8 a.m., a car failed to stop at a stop sign in the town of Bradley at the intersections of County Road U and County Road A. The car crossed the road and went through a ditch before hitting a group of trees. Authorities say that speed is a factor in the crash. In sports, the Luke Fickell era begins as the Badgers take on Oklahoma State in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl tonight. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 19. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, highs around 36. Overcast tomorrow night, chance of snow, lows level off around 32. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Looks more and more like he's got a mullet every single day. Just got his haircut, you know, just off the sides, but still long. You know, business in the front, party in the back sort of style.
Party in the back, baby. That's the Kentucky waterfall. That's how we do it up in Wisco.
Buddy, deceptive marketing politically. I mean, should this merit a recount? You know, if you've completely lied about your resume, you know, like you are prone to do, that's how you got on the radio in the first place.
Is that it? Oh, man. No, I'm a little torn, right? I think obviously, you know, people that stand up to run for something and they're bunch of BS artists should not be able to do that. But I also think it's in some regard, it's on the voters, man. I mean, it's on the local media. It's on people to flush these things out, right?
Well, what are you supposed to call his university and verify whether or not he graduated? I mean, I know someone did on Scott Walker, and it turned out he didn't.
Well, I mean, ultimately, yes. I mean, if you think as, and I don't know how this goes about, but yes, I mean, certainly, if you're going to have someone coming in, I know he ran for something before and didn't win, but this, he's saying these things. Do we take everyone at their word? I guess ultimately, we certainly should not. Now, should there be some, is it against the law to say you went to and graduated from a college when you did not and use that as information to run for public office? I don't know, man. I mean, politicians can get away with bold-faced lies. They can lie to you. It's not illegal for politicians to lie to you. So how is it any different if you want to be one of those politicians that lie to you from being a candidate who wants to lie to you?
Well, so he lied. That's the less important factor. The potential wire fraud, that would be a bigger crime, let's just say. And it seems like it's being alleged that this, rep-elect George Santos might have committed some wire fraud things in how he committed money to his own campaign. $700,000, I mean, the job only pays $184,000. And we don't know where that money came from. And if he has misled us to where the money came from, let's say it's not his money. Let's say if they just want to prop up a Republican, he took $1 million from a third-party donor. Well, that would certainly exceed campaign limits under federal, $5,400, $2,700 in a primary and $2,700 in a general. I mean, I think you'd have a huge campaign finance violation, right?
Depends on the circumstances of the money being transferred.
Was I mean, based on the credibility of the guy.
Was it revenue to his business? It's a consulting fee, man.
Are we sure
it's not entertainment, man? I mean, call it what you want.
Are we sure it's not money laundering question mark?
Well, no, of course not. Of course we are not sure. And that above and beyond. And I'm not going to discount the lying, man. I mean, if you're going to stand up there and, again, what do I talk about? I talk about credibility, right? Courage. These things matter. And they have... He doesn't have any credibility. I mean, these Republicans do not have credibility, especially when you're starting out like this.
Rigged election, fake news. I mean, that's their whole mantra, dude. 844-967-2789. I promise we'll try not to lie to you. Try. Joe from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Throw another log on the fire here. The Daily Beast had a piece out today. The title of the piece is Russian Oligarch's Cousin Funneled Cash to New York Politician. That's Russian Oligarch's Cousin Funneled Cash to New York Politician. And the politician, of course, is Mr. Santos. It is a torturous little tale, but what you end up with is a man named Andrew who had funneled $32,000 to Mr. Santos, and he is tight in an organization that he runs called Sparrow Capital that is tied up with Victor Vexelberg, who is one of Putin's very, very good buddies. He made his money in aluminum fuel, and he is very, very wealthy. He is an oligarch.
And he was going to put, like, the aluminum guy was going to put, like, a $200 million plant in Kentucky, if I recall. That was Mitch McConnell's deal. I don't know if that ever came to fruition. Sorry about that. You got kind of a bad line there, Joe.
Same thing I was going to say. 844-967-2789. Who could be next? Pizza Box Mike, welcome. What are you doing, fella?
Wow, funny you should ask. I'm watching True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. Kind of cool. Perfect timing. You're talking about Santos. And he's exactly what I've been saying about Republican candidates for, like, several years now. The bigger the douche, the better your odds of ending up in Congress, right? And I understand what he's talking about when he, the caller that said ish. That's kind of like the same thing as you. But I think in Santos' case, you is more appropriate because of his dad.
Terrible. Terrible.
Pizza Box, you got anything more mature to add to the discourse today?
I didn't know this show was supposed to be about mature. I guess I can't ever call again.
We'll put you in line behind Profane Kelsey. 844-967-2789. Quick headline, Dom. Congressman-elect George Santos admits to an astounding series of lies. This reporting, I was trying to follow the trail over to the Daily Beast. I found this there instead. Congressman-elect George Santos has admitted to a long list of lies about his background, saying, "We do stupid things in life."
Oh, yes. Hey, you know, it was the indiscretion of youth, you know, late November when I said I was Jew-ish.
Jew-adjacent? The 34-year-old New York Republican says, despite having fabricated his education, his work history, and lied about his real estate holdings, and hiding a marriage, he intends to take office. What a fine example he sets for us, Tom.
I mean, actually, in that same regard, you could say that would be Trump. I mean, they're very similar vein. Santos is just, you know, too small. You got to go bigger, son.
Doing it for the children, Tom. This will not deter me from having good legislative success. I will be effective. I will be good, he told the New York Post. He will be good, Dom.
Yeah, and I am not a crook. I mean, when you got to say it, man, it's never going to be true.
Dominic, the New York Times uncovered the holes in Santos's resume. The Daily Beast found that he had been married to a woman. What? I thought he was gay. From 2012 to 2017, despite declaring that he is openly gay and never had an issue with my sexual identity in the past decade. I dated women in the past. I married a woman. It's personal stuff, Santos told the Post. I'm very much gay. I'm okay with my sexuality. People change. I'm one of those people who change. He changed many things, mostly his resume, Dom. Although Santos claims he is coming clean, he's still defending some of his howlers. He called his lie about working for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs a poor choice of words. Because...
I mean, how about a poor choice of not actually working there? I mean, that'd be the reality. It's not just words, man. It's that you never actually worked there. That makes it a bold-faced lie.
Well, he worked for another company that did business with both, and he claimed a silent hyphen explains his false declaration of Jewish heritage. I never claimed to be Jewish. I'm Catholic because I learned my maternal family had a Jewish background. I said I was Jew-ish. Jewish, damn. You didn't see the silent hyphen.
Oh, no, I guess I didn't see that one coming. No, but way to you know, bring the bar even lower.
Among Santos, other belated disclosures, he never graduated from college, despite saying he had a diploma from Berich. He did not own any property, despite bragging that he owned 13, and he still owes $12,000 in back rent a judge ordered him to pay. Oh, I completely forgot about that, he said.
My bad.
And while he copped to many other whoppers, he denied the Times report that he faced a criminal charge in Brazil. I'm not a criminal here, not here or in Brazil or any jurisdiction in the world, he told the Post. Absolutely not. That didn't happen. And, you know, if someone should be taken at their word, Dom, it's clearly this guy.
I mean, obviously. I mean, what else are you going to take him at?
Dominic, Republicans have largely given Santos a pass on his cascade of fibs, with several noting that Senator Richard Blumenthal had been caught exaggerating his military service. But numerous Democrats have called out Santos. Rep. Ted Lieu demanding he resign, and New York State Attorney General Tish James is reportedly looking into whether any laws were broken. Here or any other jurisdiction, Dom. I'd like to party with this cowboy. You know, he's going to be telling whoppers all night. Fish stories. Nothing but fish stories. Any other thoughts on the congressman-elect, the fine representative?
I guess there's a couple of things I would look at. Number one, if there are not laws, should there be, and what would it be, right? If you're gonna, do you have to attest? Did you have to sign some sort of notarized document that you claim. But again, but you don't have to be, right? If you're going to run for office, there's nothing like that you have to be qualified. You just have to meet very, very simple, basic requirements. And if after that you sell a bunch of BS to the voters, you know, I where does that go? Can he be recalled? Can he not be seated? I know there's some conversation being had in Congress about not seating this guy. But
it's all coming from Democrats. Damn, the Republicans are just fine with this guy's inflated, false, made up resume because they need the votes. Kevin McCarthy needs his vote to become Speaker. So he doesn't care if he killed a guy on Fifth Avenue. This guy will be congressman-elect. He will be seated by Kevin McCarthy. Hell, he might get a committee chair.
To Joe's point, Curdy jumped up on the Daily Beast here. The headline here from November 30th, just last month. Russian oligarch's cousin funneled cash to New York politician. Andrew Intrider, money manager to Russian Viktor Vesselberg, gave $56,100 to committees tied to Rep-elect George DeVolder Santos, who called Ukraine totalitarian. And you can, dig in the Daily Beast. You can find this piece, and it goes into some of that background. But if we just go with what the headline says and trust our caller, Joe, because we have the smartest audience in the world, wow, that's an interesting tie. So certainly it matters where the money comes from, right? If he loans $700,000 to his campaign, I mean, I think they should follow the money backwards and to see from what source that money derived. And if you have foreign influence going on, which perhaps could be the case, this is a month old now at the Daily Beast, certainly I can't imagine that can be legal in our current electoral process and system and laws.
And is the feckless FEC going to take this up, Dom? Because I mean, look at all the different examples we know. The shadow presidential campaigns of guys like Scott Walker, right? The guy was spending $40 million before he ever declared himself a candidate. So we know the FEC never held anyone accountable on that line. We've seen the prior reporting that Russia funneled $32 million through the conduit that was the NRA to recipients in the Republican Party like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And last time I checked, the guy was just reelected, right? So there's never really a consequence, even when there's allegations that this money came from foreign sources. I mean, hell, there's been convicted foreign sources of money that funneled money to the Trump campaign. We've seen the conviction of the source, but of course, no consequence for the recipient of the grandiose foreign dollars. In a federal campaign, that's kind of not kosher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, so what is the positive thing about this guy's campaign? He's taken foreign money, according to the Daily Beast. He lied about where he worked. He lied about his assets and property holdings, and he lied about his education. I mean, literally the shortest thing to make a list of is what has George Santos, if that's your real name, been forthcoming and truthful about?
That he's now gay post-marriage? He's changed, Dom. The man told you he changed. For the better.
How much time has to pass before an indiscretion of youth can be called an indiscretion?
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
Yap is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. Yap works.
And now, I'm a Yap advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
18 degrees.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Tom, nice to see the family. They stopped by the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison. You know, broadcasting live from Devil Radio, the world headquarters. At least I'm claiming it as world headquarters. Wherever I'm sitting my ass today is the world headquarters. That's my claim, Dom, and you can all be a part of this big broadcast. You got one last segment of live radio, and then we're calling her quits, and then we'll do it again tomorrow. But 844-967-2789, a new favorite, Rico from Rock County. Welcome back, fellow. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Hope you had a good Christmas.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Hey, I wanted to comment about this Santos or whatever his name is. Okay, this guy. Oh my Lord, this guy here. I mean, you know, in all reality, anybody else would have done this at any job in America. You would have been fired. You'd have been fired. They found out you lied that bad on your resume. Come on, right. Give me a break. And then it's like, you know, this guy. This the thing is, he's a lightweight. He's a lightweight compared to our guy Rojo. I mean, this guy has no clue. All you got to do is say, non-story, guys, here. This is just non-story. This is not total non-story. And, hey, I was set up. I was set up by the FBI. Just giving you alternative facts, ma'am. He makes this guy look like such a lightweight. It's unbelievable.
Rico, you do a fairly good Rojo, man. You've been practicing.
Hey, did I?
I forgot the setup by the FBI part. I mean, that's literally something the dude said. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, guys, man. Have a good night.
Thank you, Rico. Right. Sounds like Rico's out of material.
It's pretty amazing.
Always leave him on a high note, right, Rico? 844-967-2789. You know, I always hate to do it, Tom, when I was just flipping around to, you know, Foxy News just to see what they got up on the digital site. You know, and it's always like movie stars getting divorced or, you know, something. It's never really news. It's like clickbait. And then there's some crap on Joe Biden always. Like, wait, here it is. Biden administration's end COVID-era border security policy dealt a major blow. I can't believe that Fox News, you know, they alternate. And if you hadn't heard the what is it called? Title 42, Dom. This Trump policy of forcing asylum seekers to wait outside the United States under the guise of it was COVID policy. You know, this coming from the former president that, of course, discouraged masking, etc. So we knew it was malarkey. We knew it was BS from the first place. And now he's got Chief Justice Roberts putting a stay on this, Dom, basically making the Biden administration that has expressed their great desire to end this policy, they're making them continue the policy through the holidays at least, and perhaps Who knows?
Yeah, apparently they're going to have they're going to hear arguments in February. But briefly on that Crudy, Matthew Chapman over at the Roster reporting, ironically enough, Neil Gorsuch rails against his right-wing colleagues for ordering border expulsions continuing, and here's what he said. Courts should not be in the business of perpetuating administrative edicts designed for one emergency only because elected officials have failed to address a different emergency. We are a court of law, not policymakers of last resort. So some interesting angles coming from at least Gorsuch on this particular call.
Dom, looks like we got a few more callers at least for this big show. 844-967-2789. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Hawk, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Hawk.
Oh my God, good. By the way, your daughter calling in today was the funniest thing all day. Like, that was radio gold. You should just have, like, you should have her call every once in a while. This has some fun.
You know, she lives on the leftist coast, Hawk, so often I have to have L.A. Tom check up on her and, like, make her call home for the holidays.
Has she lost her radio privileges for, like, 2 weeks now because she swore on air?
Well, after she swore on air, she came down to the studio, and her and my son are just hanging out in the live studio with me, and I'm just thinking, if she swears again, she's out of the family, Hawk.
Did she at least bring you, like, a Culver's shake or something, like some custard to, like, make up for it or something?
No, just warm holiday greetings, and she gave Dom the finger.
Oh, my God,
and
whatever.
Wrote F the FCC on a piece of paper for us.
I was calling about the Santos thing because, I mean, Dom sort of correct. Like, so my question is, who does Santos run against him? Did he run against a Democrat?
Yes. An actual Jewish heritage Democrat, yes.
I blame this on whoever ran that campaign because, even if you run for some, like, little, like, alder in some city, the opposition will, like, find stuff out on you. They dig up dirt. How did this, whoever ran against Santos is a failed campaign, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they should have looked up something. You Google a couple things, and all of a sudden you're like, what? So I blame all this on them, whoever that was. Right?
Well, 5 minutes in a Google account, you'll know why Dom didn't run for U.S. Senate.
Yeah, exactly.
Or see, state senate or dog catcher.
Because it doesn't pay enough, Hawk. You know, listen, but Hawk, I hear what you're saying, but I think, you know, sometimes we get caught up in the, you know, someone else will do it. You know, it's the them or the this or the campaign or the local media. Well, you know, campaigns are limited. Local medias are, they're getting killed these days. So, I mean, it takes resources, it takes effort, it takes time and money to do background on these kinds of folks, man. And I can't imagine that why it's not getting done. Hell, I should have run for office, Hawk.
I know, we should all run for office and just pad the resume. Why not? There's no penalty. All that happens is that, you know, you might get $750,000 from some Russian oligarch. I mean, like, you know, you know, why not?
Why not indeed, Hawk? 844-967-2789. Dom's like, damn it, I should have run. Chrissy from Madison, welcome. You
Hi,
might
Chrissy.
Get the last word today.
Hey.
What is it?
Oh, goody. Well, happy New Year. And also, I want to suggest something I heard Randy Rhodes say. If anybody that is running or gets elected, I think she said when they get elected and put their hand on the Bible, they have to swear not to lie.
Not to lie? They'd never get elected, Chrissy.
I understand. Now, that's prior to being elected. What I'm wondering is, I haven't thought this all the way through, you know, but what happens if we do? We have, I mean, it looks like anything goes now. So what we have to do is make sure that, hey, you guys say something, you better back it up.
Well, Chrissy, we always do right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'd put my hand on a stack of Bibles. So would Dom, but he knows.
No, I won't.
Burn.
No, I won't. But credibility and courage and competency, you know, some minimal things we ask for around here.
Yeah, that's why you didn't run. Thank you all for listening. Devil's Advocates, go Badgers. Win that bowl game. Just not on the Civic.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.